Hello, and you're very welcome to the Shall We Shuffle. This is Radioactive International, and my name is Wally. Welcome to the programme. Tonight's programme is going to be at the movies, music from either some of my favourite films or just some great music from some of the films. I confess that I'm not very well researched tonight. I normally have a bit more time to prepare what I'm going to say, but tonight I haven't done so. So I'll talk a little less and we'll have some more music. So without further ado, let's kick off with something from Michael Kamen.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about ducts. Do your ducts seem old-fashioned? Out of date? Central Services new duct designs are now available in hundreds of different colours to suit your individual taste. Hurry now, while stocks last, to your nearest Central Services showroom. Designer colours to suit your demanding taste.
Central Services!
Enhanced 224 to 176. Enhance. Stock. Move in. Stop. Pull out track right. Stop. Center and pull back. Stop. Track 45 right. Stop. Center and stop. Enhance 34 to 36. Pan right and pull back. Stop. Enhance 34 to 46. Pull back. Wait a minute. Go right. Stop. Enhance 57-19. Track 45 left. Stop. Enhance 15 to 23. Give me a hard copy right there.
Thank you.
was Joseph Vitarelli and Trish from the film The Last Seduction. Before that was Vangelis from Blade Runner, more of an outtake really than music. It was the Esper Analysis with Harrison Ford. And before that, again, kicking off the show was Michael Kamen from Brazil and the jingle for Ducts. In fact, Blade Runner and Brazil have something in common in that the studios were unhappy with both completed films, the Brazil by Terry Gilliam and Blade Runner by Ridley Scott, feeling that both were too complicated for audiences to understand. So in both cases, they cut the films and made changes. I think in the case of Brazil, the studio made the changes without Terry Gilliam. I think in the second case with Ridley Scott, they forced him into sticking a happy ending onto the end, and Ridley Scott went and got some footage from Stanley Kubrick, some extra footage that Kubrick had from The Shining, and used that, sucked that in at the end of Blade Runner to give it its happy ending. But they're interesting versions of both films. I mean, laughable really. The Brazil one is really really laughable if you do get a chance to see it. Both movies are available now in sort of 4 and 5 CD or DVD packs where you can see all the various versions and so forth. The Blade Runner one, of course, was they forced them to include a narration. They got Harrison Ford back into the studio to record a narration to explain what was happening to the audience, because clearly the film studios are so concerned that we're too stupid to understand any film that's even slightly complicated. So both Brazil and Blade Runner have that in common, and both, like, the director's cuts are obviously the best versions, but they are quite curious, the other versions. If you're a fan of film, they are worth checking out as well. Alright, okay, I promised I wasn't going to talk much, and here I'm talking more than I normally do. We'll kick on with a film that I haven't actually seen, but I know the soundtrack and I love this this particular track. This is from the film Ninette et Bonnie, a French film. This is Rumba from Tindersticks.
dites-moi des choses tendres. Votre bon discours, mon cœur n'est pas là de l'entendre. Pourvu que ton jour, vous répétiez ces mots suprêmes. Je vous aime. Vous savez bien que dans le fond je n'en crois rien, mais cependant je veux encore écouter ces mots que j'adore. Votre voix au son caressant, qui les murmurant frémissant, me berce de sa belle histoire. Et malgré moi, je veux y croire. Parlez-moi d'amour, redites-moi des choses tendres. Votre beau discours, mon cœur n'est pas là de l'entendre. Pourvu que toujours, vous répétiez ces mots si près. Je vous aime. Il est si doux, mon cher trésor, d'être un peu fou. La vie est parfois trop amère, si l'on ne croit pas aux chimères. Le chagrin des vies apaisées, et se console d'un baiser. Du cœur, on guérit la blessure, par un serment qui le rassure. Parlez-moi d'amour. Redites-moi des choses tendres. Votre beau discours, mon cœur n'est pas là de l'entendre. Pourvu que toujours, vous répétiez ces mots suprêmes. Je vous aime.
Down by the river of love.
from the Streetcar Named Desire, that was Alex North and Four Juices. And before that was Rebecca Pan from the film In the Mood for Love, and her track was called Ben Gavin Solo. And one of three or four songs, like famous songs from Hong Kong, that were used in the film. And I really like the kind of the production on them, because they kind of bathe the songs in a kind of reverb, and it gives them a very dreamlike quality, and I think it's really interesting. Before that, we had from the film Henry and June, Lucienne Boyer and Parley Moi d'Amour, Speak to Me of Love. A track, incidentally, that I also came across, or connection that I came across when I was doing an article for the Two Tone website about the original versions of Two Tone songs, and one single by the Swinging Cats mixed, was a bit of a medley of a few different songs, including including Speak to Me of Love, which is originally by Lucienne Boyer. Okay, before that then was one of the more up-to-date films, Blue Valentine, with Michelle Williams and Ryan Gosling, and the music was from Grizzly Bear and a track called Easier. Okay, enough talk. Let's move on to some more music. This is another Marlon Brando, in fact. Probably his last film, when I think he really was acting after that. I think he was completely uninterested. This is from, I think, 74, Last Tango in Paris, and this is Gatto Barbieri who scored the film. This is the ballad version of the title track.
Thank you. Behind the heart, in front of the heart. Okay. I can't really sing. I have to sing goofy in order to sing. Like, I have to sing stupid. Okay?
Okay. You always hurt the ones you love, the ones you shouldn't hurt at all. Sweetest rose and crush it until the petals fall. You always break the kindest hearts, and with a hasty word you can't recall.
Okay, slow dance. Slow dance to this part.
And if I were old, your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. Thank you.
12:45. Restate my assumptions. Mathematics is the language of nature.
Okay, that was Clint Mansell and Pi 2. I'm not sure if it's Pi 2 or Pi squared. From the movie Pi, Darren Aronofsky's stunning debut. And before that, from back in the 70s, David Shire on the taking of Pelham 123. Before that again, we had Ryan Gosling singing Goofy from Blue Valentine, the track you always hurt the ones you love. And then before that was from Down by Law, Tom Waits, and the track that was on the opening credits, or the opening scene of the film, Jockey Full of Bourbon. Okay, to continue, another film with Ryan Gosling, in fact, this is from Drive, the most up-to-date film, I think, in the set tonight. The score was done by Cliff Martinez, and this one is called Bride of Deluxe. Thank you.
says, we do the work, you do the pleasure, pleasure.
Seen Lowry? Has anybody seen Sam Lowry?
That was Vangelis from the film Blade Runner. In fact, it's from the Esper edition of the soundtrack. If you're interested in picking it up, it has a lot more of sort of outtakes and some of the background stuff that didn't feature on the official soundtrack. Before that was Bernard Herrmann from Taxi Driver and God's Lonely Man, one of Herrmann's best soundtracks as far as I'm concerned, and one in fact which he never actually got to see with the film. He completed the soundtrack in 75 and he died in December of 1975, so as far as I recall he didn't actually get to see the film and soundtrack together. The film was subsequently dedicated to him. Before that, again, from the film American Splendor was Joe Maneri and Panayot 9. American Splendor, of course, a film with Paul Giamatti, which was a celebration of the American comic American Splendor. And I'm trying to think of the author's name now, and I can't. I'll get it in a minute. And what do we have? Before that then was the second track of the night from Brazil, from Michael Kamen and Central Services, based on the Brazil theme. Okay, am I going to get Mr. American Splendor? No, not on this link. We'll come back to it. We'll continue with a track from Vincent Gallo from his self-produced Buffalo 66. This is Gallo on the guitar, recorded at home, a wonderful Falling Down Billy Brown. Thank you.
like to get out and tussle a little bit? Like me and Tuffy before she got run over. We used to get out on the floor and tussle all the time. I said to her, you a good bitch, Tuffy. It's a treat for you. And I give Tuffy what all good bitches love best. And you know what that is? You know what that is? A bone. I'll give you a good bone too, girl.
You're not my type.
No, that shit don't mean nothing to me. I let the monster out, you're going to do what it wants.
Okay. Harvey Peaker is who I was trying to think of earlier, the author of American Splendor, the comic series that the movie was based on, and excellently played by Paul Giamatti. Okay, that's about it for tonight. The music we just heard was from the film Out of Sight. David Holmes, one of the two or three tunes that he penned himself, the rest he chose. That was called Tub Scene. Before that, again, Vincent Gallo from Buffalo 66, A Falling Down, Billy Brown. Okay, so next week I'm fairly sure we'll have an invited guest in to make the selection of music and talk to us about it, so a bit of a break for me. I'm going to leave you with two tracks. One is from The Virgin Suicides, from Air. It's called Dark Messages. And for those of you who listen to the show directly, because it'll be pushing over an hour, the final track will be another from Bernard Herrmann, from Taxi Driver and All the Animals Come Out at Night. Okay, so until next week, hope you enjoy the show. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
May 10th. Thank God for the rain, which has helped wash away the garbage and the trash off the sidewalks. I'm working long hours now, 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. It's a long hustle, but it keeps me real busy. I can take in $350 a week, sometimes even more when I do it off the meter. All the animals come out at night. Buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets. I go all over. I take people to the Bronx, Brooklyn. I take them to Harlem. I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. It does to some. Some won't even take spooks. Don't make no difference to me. Each night when I return the cab to the garage, I have to clean the back seat. Some nights I clean off the blood. 12 hours of work and I still can't sleep. Damn. Days go on and on. They don't end. All my life needed was a sense of someplace to go. I don't believe that one should devote his life to morbid self-attention. I believe that someone should become a person like other people. Follow me my whole life, everywhere. Bars and cars, sidewalks, stores, everywhere. There's no escape. I'm God's lonely man. June 8th. My life has taken another turn again. The days move along with regularity, over and over. Then suddenly, there is a change. June 29th. I gotta get in shape now. From now on, it'll be 50 push-ups each morning, 50 pull-ups. From now on, it'll be total organization. Every muscle must be tight. The idea had been growing in my brain for some time. True force. All the king's men cannot put it back together again.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay.
Listen, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up. Now I see it clearly. My whole life is pointed in one direction. I see that now. There never has been any choice for me.